This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. Whatever business you're in, BT's got your back, with reliable connectivity to keep you connected as you grow. Search BT's got your back.
This is the Times Morning Briefing on Tuesday, the 12th of October. A damning report into the government's handling of the coronavirus pandemic has concluded that serious errors and delays cost lives. The study from a cross-party group of MPs said the UK's planning for the pandemic was far too focused on a flu-like virus, and ministers waited too long to push through lockdown measures in early 2020. But the report did hail successes, such as the rollout of the vaccination programme. The former advisor to Boris Johnson, Kulveer Ranger, agrees glaring mistakes were made.
We can see where we've noticed problems, you know, PPE, track and trace. I think the challenge here is, you know, what else could have been done? I think categorically, we know problems across government when this report talks about government departments not sharing information.
A government spokesman said lessons will be learned and there will be a full public inquiry next year. Meanwhile, the Welsh government's announced that the majority of people in Wales will be offered a COVID booster jab by the end of the year. It's also said by the beginning of November, all 12 to 15-year-olds will have been offered a single dose of a coronavirus vaccine, while care home residents and health and care staff will also be offered a booster. Boris Johnson has backed the business secretary in urging the Treasury to give financial aid to businesses struggling with rising gas prices. Industry leaders have warned that some factories could close within days unless they receive some sort of bailout. Oliver Wright, policy editor for The Times, says the actions of the Prime Minister place the Chancellor Rishi Sunak in a tough spot.
He feels very strongly that, you know, after the huge support that the Treasury provided during the pandemic, that there is a tendency on behalf of industry to look to the government to solve every problem that they have. And his argument would be, you know, we really need to be clear to industry that this is not the role of government. We shouldn't be intervening in everything.
The DUP has called on Westminster to trigger Article 16 of the Northern Ireland Agreement if an early resolution cannot be achieved. It's after a High Court judge ruled the party's decision to boycott North-South meetings in protest at the protocol is unlawful. It's understood the Brexit Minister, Lord Frost, is due to call on the EU to show ambition and make the significant changes needed to put the protocol on a sustainable footing. Tony Connolly is the Europe editor for the Irish broadcaster RTE.
A lot of the action over the past year and a half has been the UK government trying to limit the effect of that new reality by getting the EU to be much more flexible in how it implements those checks and controls. In July, the UK came out with what it called a command paper, which really fundamentally swept away a lot of the requirements of the protocol.
And DC Comics has revealed that Superman will come out as bisexual in a forthcoming comic book. Writers say the new version of the superhero, John, the son of Clark Kent and Lois Lane, is taking a bold new direction. Tim Drake, the latest incarnation of Batman's sidekick Robin, also came out as bisexual this year. You can hear more on these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Rising sea levels, extreme weather patterns, extinctions of species. Our planet needs protecting. I'm Adam Vaughan, the Environment Editor for The Times, and this is Planet Hope from The Times, in partnership with Rolex and its Perpetual Planet Initiative. In this podcast, we hear from leading experts from around the world who are committed to finding solutions. These explorers, scientists, entrepreneurs, and citizens are committed to a common goal, to protect our home, Earth. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.